This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
Elevate your mind. Expand your thinking.
And so my fellow Americans,
it's the E-Square Podcast.
I'm Easy Mo. Welcome to the E-Square Podcast. Miss Yessa.
What's good, you guys? Really, we're here with your girl, Yessa.
She's a little...
How are you?
She's a little giggly today.
I'm always giggly. I don't know why. Probably my
height. You always have good energy. You always got good energy. You're always happy.
Oh, I know, right? Yeah. I don't really go out as much anymore. So I feel like when I do, that's when I have more energy when I go out, you know?
Liar. You go out all the time.
I rejuvenate a lot of the time. So when I go out, I usually have all the energy in the world.
Yeah. I feel like you go out a lot. I feel like that's like part of your shit. Like
it's like, I feel like it's become a job now. So I feel like everything that I do has become a job to where it's, you know, it's not usually exciting anymore.
Yeah.
It's not as exciting how it used to be.
You've done it all already.
Kind of. Yeah, I would say yeah.
Yeah. Well, being a girl in Vegas, especially a beautiful woman like yourself,
you get
access to anything,
a lot of things,
especially
here in the mainland. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I always say that too. It's like if you're a guy and you live here in the mainland, I feel bad for.
I feel like guys or men have to
like work a lot harder. Mm-hmm. But I feel like as a female as well in the industry, especially now that I'm in the business industry, it's kind of I don't know. It's the same, similar.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, you have different things you have to deal with. Than a man does.
Exactly.
You know, everybody's probably always trying to fuck you. Right? Like, do you feel like that? Like, in the business world too?
Is that disrespectful?
I'm sorry. Is that a douchebag comment? I'm sorry. I'm just being honest.
No, you just said it. You're trying to fuck you.
Well, I can only imagine, you know, like, you know, if.
I know how to say no a lot of the times, and you know, I know how to put myself out of a situation that I'm not usually comfortable in. So I feel like, you know, when I start to send some type of, you know, energy like that, I usually step away from that,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like I either walk away or I go home. It's like, nope.
Yeah, that's crazy how girls have to deal with that.
A lot of shit.
When that happens to us, we're like,
I feel like men, I've talked to a lot of men, and then I feel like a lot of guys have actually, I don't know, a lot of guys have told me their story, and a lot of them had told me that most men have actually gotten a lot of taken advantage of.
Yeah,
I hear a lot of stories from here that most men have gotten, I don't know, like raped from a woman before, and I feel like a lot of them couldn't even do anything about it.
Well, we're dumb, right?
It's not like, dumb. I just feel like people are put in a situation, you know, and like people get in a certain situation sometimes, and they don't know how to, react from it.
Yeah, no, true. That's something.
I feel bad.
Yeah, that's something that does happen. Is guys get raped? And
have you gotten raped?
No, but I had a friend that got raped, but he didn't I don't know, because he went over there trying to to have sex with her, but then it just he was a different man after that situation. But
I bet I feel like most men like who has been in the situation, I feel like because you guys have like the dick.
Yeah.
So, you know,
you don't
I feel
think
like
about guys getting raped, right? It's because we have the dick.
But it happens, you know.
Yeah, I don't know, man. This weird situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. So, yeah, things can get weird real quick. But anyways. So I wanna know more about your story. Like, you know, I've known you for a while now, for years now.
Yeah, I feel like we never really hung out.
Yeah,
like talk or anything
yeah,
like that.
Like,
nor
hey,
know anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up?
It was like an acquaintance thing. Yeah. It was like, oh hey, like I see you all the time.
Yeah, we've worked a couple times.
Yeah.
You know, you've modeled in some of the music videos I was involved in. And
oh right. right? Yeah, that's where Chris I met you at. And, yeah, okay, yeah. Because I was trying to look back. I was like, fuck, like, yeah. What? I forgot where I met this guy.
Yeah.
I thought it was at the nightclub. I was like, I think it might be at the nightclub. I'm not too sure. It
definitely was not me at the nightclub. It was not at the nightclub, yeah. No, I was like,
I don't know why I thought you was a promoter at a
fuck. Damn, you put me on the promoter like, no. level?
No, like a VIP host or something. I was like, I don't know, maybe. No.
I'm not that big of a douchebag. Yeah, no,
but
not,
now, no. I think I might have met you at like Local Cantina when I used to host there.
Yeah,
when
I was there all the time. Local Cantina. Yeah,
so it might have been that I was younger.
And I've been around the Waterhole for a long time, so.
Oh, Waterhole.
Yeah. I mean,
isn't it crazy? I've never been to Waterhole.
You never went to the
Waterhole? No, I've never been there. I feel like because I just have moved here at the time, when I have heard about it. But I went to the Junction Studio, but I heard it was, I always heard about it because I heard it was really popping.
So you moved here not that long ago then?
I moved here 5 years ago.
That's it?
Yeah, 5 years ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I thought you moved here when you're like fucking young.
Really? How old are you?
I moved
here when I was 19, as soon as I graduated high school.
God damn.
I was like, I'm out.
You're moving fast.
I have all these health problems.
Health problems? What do you mean?
I have all these high blood pressure now. I'm just kidding. No, but yeah, I feel like, because it's not fast, but then at the same time, I do live here. We live in Vegas, you know, it is a fast, it's a really fast pace in here.
Yeah, so, in the city. All right, so let's get to the bottom. Let's get to the bottom of this journey from, where were you from?
From Guam. Yeah,
and
I moved there when I was 19.
Why, how, and what was that situation?
Man, it's such a long story. Okay. I have no idea where to begin. Okay. But I have told this story plenty of times before. I'm going to cut it a little bit short. Well, I moved there purposely because I wanted to pursue the media field. Mm. Obviously, I didn't know what the media field was. You know, it was just like, I feel like I was like Rapunzel. Mm-hmm. You know, just wanted to like see what is
see
there.
The world, yeah.
Yeah, see the world. I wanted to see what is there out here. So I wanted to pursue that. I really wanted to get into the car industry because when I was young, it used to be really big back then when I was back home in Guam. Mm. And I used to just see it all the time, you know, online, whatever, and it was something that I wanted to get involved with. So that's one of the main reasons why I have moved there. So as soon as I graduated high school, I moved there to pursue that. And then, and I did, you know, but it was very false prophets because along the way, I realized that it's all entrepreneurship at the end of the day. And, you know, you're selling yourself and like, what am I really selling here? You know, it was a cool experience. It was really great. And I'm grateful for it at the end of the day because it had led me here. I mainly wanted to pursue that. I wanted to get into the media. And then,
So you just came and did you know anybody here?
No, I didn't. Well, I knew my uncle and his family lived here when I first moved there. So I had stayed with them for 3 months and then I got kicked out after that. I think it was 3 months.
Why? Were you running wild? You were abiding by their rules. Yeah.
I was. I was 19. I was young. My mom, my parents were really strict. So I never went out when I was in high school. I snuck out 3 times, but then I got caught every time. And then,
Shouldn't be 19 years old having to sneak out.
I was 19
out,
and then I had a curfew. My curfew was at 10 p.m.
What are they doing?
But my parents are Filipino, so they're really strict. Really to them, strict. It's like, no, you're going to go to school. You're going to go to school for nursing and then get a job, pay for your school, you know? I had a bigger dream than that, so that's why I moved there. Also because I wanted to see what the mainland had to offer.
Hold on, is Guam, Guam is a territory?
It's a U.S. territory, in like the western, it's in the western side. It's in the western side. It's super small. Mm-hmm. So like nobody really knows where it's at. Right. But super chill. We live like 5 minutes away from the beach. Okay. I miss home now though. I do when I wanted to go back home.
Have
I
was you been supposed back since?
No, I haven't. Been back. I haven't seen my family for about 5 years now.
No.
Yeah. But going back to the store, sorry. I lived there with my uncle and his family. I got kicked out because I was hosting nightclub events when
it was
crazy. And then I wasn't really telling my uncle and, you know, and my auntie where I was going at the time. I don't know. I feel like I was really young and like, you know, very private person in a way. So I really wasn't telling them anything. And they were responsible for me at the time and they didn't want to get in trouble and they didn't want to be responsible, especially, you know, nor my parents saying anything if in case things does happen to me, you know. So they were accountable for that, which is understandable. And so yeah, I got into hosting nightclub events when I was 19 years old. And then because I used to go to all these parties before, I would just hear music and see lights and I'm like, oh, it looks cool in there. What are they doing there? So I remember I used to attend those house parties and then I would leave the house parties knowing literally everybody. So I feel like that's how I began networking. You know, I didn't know I was networking
just
at the time.
Fun, yeah.
Yeah, I was just having fun, you know. And then I got into hosting nightclub events when I was 20 years old. I wasn't even legal yet.
Did you have a fake ID?
No, I didn't.
You're just lying?
No, I just got in. One of my homies, like, you know him too, but he got me into.
Don't say his name.
I'm not going to say his name, but I got into one of the nightclubs pretty much when I was 20 years old, and then I met my DJ. I don't know if I should say his name either, but anyways, I had hosted for him on the day of when I hosted, you know, to his party, whatever. I remember I asked him if I had to be 21, and then he said that I didn't really have to be 21. Or no, he said, yeah, I had to be 21. Then he asked me if I was 21, and I told him, no, I wasn't. And then, yeah, so it kind of just, I don't know, continued on from there with
it
that.
It worked out for you.
I got kicked out. I got kicked out by my uncle because they didn't want to deal with. They didn't want to deal with it. I was always going out.
So what happened when you got kicked out? Or were you just?
My mom and my sister had flew out here, so they flew out here. They helped me out get my own apartment, which is not too far from here. It was like around. It was in Swenson. It was in it was in the. I don't know, in the bad area.
Not a place for a young girl to be living by herself.
Yeah, it was in a good area, I would say. And I've lived there. And I remember, my mom and my sister, they flew out here and then they pretty much helped me get the apartment. Obviously, I didn't know. We didn't have such thing as the hood back home where I was from.
Oh, really?
So having to move here, I had my own apartment with an elevator, you know what I mean? It was lit. It was the best time. And then I remember I didn't know how to drive as well when... I didn't know how to drive as well, but I remember I had bought a car. And then I had a job at Fry's Electronics. And I remember the last week my mom and my sister was here. They were just kind of asking me, you know, like they were convincing me to go back home with them. And they were convincing me to go back home with them. And they told me that my mom told me if I don't go back with them, back home to Guam, then, you know, I'm on my own. So since then, I've just been kind of on my own.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's
a lot. It's a roller coaster.
Was it scary for you?
No, I feel like...
You just felt like you were ready, huh?
Yeah, I felt like I was ready. Mm-hmm. It was more excitement with what I felt than fear.
But why Vegas, though? Just because your uncle?
It was cheap. It was cheap, and my uncle was staying here. They live in Chicago now.
Oh, okay. Are you cool with them now?
No. Not talked to them, no. Only because I feel like I've only really talked to my uncle like once my whole entire time, my entire life when I was probably 6-7 years old, you know?
Yeah.
So having to reunite with them and like not really knowing who they were and like, you know, what they did to me was still fucked up at the end of the day, you know? I mean, I understood where they were coming from, but at the same time, nobody deserves to get kicked out at 2 a.m. in the morning, you know? Where am I going to go?
Not a 19-year-old girl in Las Vegas.
Yeah, 19, but at the same time, I feel like I had a lot of confidence and, like, I believe in myself a lot and, like, what I was capable to do, you know? So I just trust in God and, like, it led me here today.
Right, was that like, one of those moments where it's like, you know, it'll make or break you kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you kind of needed that, right? It's motivation.
I feel like sometimes in life it takes us to, you know, it takes us to a certain path and like a challenge for us to take in order for us to learn and grow, mm-hmm. you know, and I feel like that had to happen, you know, for sure. in order for me to like move forward.
For sure.
But
did I
feel
see you
like,
on TV?
Yeah, for Food Network yeah. recently. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was like, I know, like I look back at it sometimes, I feel like I don't really give myself enough credit, yeah. which most people tell me I should, you uh-huh. know?
Well, it's and, good to pat yourself on the back, but it's
yeah,
also like...
Yeah, like it's okay. Like it's okay to step back and yeah. like, you know, look at the things that you've done and like somewhat accomplished. You yeah. know, I feel like I'm not really there yet, you know, well, but that's why I can't yeah. really see it sometimes. But then I look back and I'm like, damn, I did that.
Yeah. Well, it's good to pat yourself on the back. Yeah. And but I feel you, like, because you're in work mode. Like you got to that point yeah. because you're working, you're not worried about right. like, you mm-hmm. know, giving yourself too much credit. So it's never enough, right? And mm-hmm. then that's how you keep pushing the envelope. So that's good. I feel you. Yeah. People tell me I need to pat myself on the back too.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
100%.
Like
I feel like we do need that. Especially yeah. like having to live here. Like I said, again, it's a fast pace in mm-hmm. here, you know? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to like give yourself the credit and really look back of what you've accomplished,
right,
you know?
For sure.
Otherwise, like you know, you're just a running engine with no brakes,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You're going to jump out, you're yeah. going to fly off that cliff yeah. pretty soon, sooner or later.
Yeah, you know.
So how did that Cafe Nofer thing come together?
I came across my business partner. So after my apartment, basically, I have moved into this house where I roommated at for the first time. And at the time, like, I was carless. Mm-hmm. I was carless.
Before Uber? Before Uber?
Before I actually got into Uber, like last when the pandemic had started.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
When the pandemic had started, just because I was panicking and okay, I didn't know, yeah. like, you know, I didn't know like what was going to happen, right. so I was afraid, and I knew I had to adjust. You right. know what I mean?
Well, no, I meant like you were roommating and you didn't have a car, like. Before there was Uber around, like, so you
oh,
couldn't Uber?
Yeah. Oh, no, there was Uber.
Oh,
there was
okay,
Uber.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah,
so
there
you
was
were,
Uber
okay,
already.
Okay, okay,
yeah,
okay.
I was Ubering. I had a car, but okay. then I had a roommate. I had a friend who fucked me over. Mm. So then I tell the story all the time. Anyways, crashed my car, whatever. So anyways, I didn't have a car. But anyways, I had moved into this house where I roommated at after my apartment. And then I didn't have a car at the time. So I knew I had to, you know, get a job like somewhere close yeah. that's very, you know, that would be convenient for my situation at the time
yeah.
So then I went to this plaza basically where my business where my business partner used to own an ice cream shop in the mm-hmm. plaza. It was a Perfect Scoop. It was called Perfect Scoops. Mm-hmm. It's an ice cream shop. So anyways, I went in that plaza, went into each shops, and then I just pretty much asked for a job mm-hmm. everywhere. And then and then I ran into him. He happened to be there. I asked for the manager, and then my coworker at the time who was working there told me that the owner had to happen to be there, which was my business partner. And then he asked me what my Instagram was. It was weird. Uh-huh. He was like, "What's your Instagram?"
That's
I asked
like
him
your
for
resume.
A job.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. He asked me for my Instagram, and then so I had given it to him. And then at the time, I think I had about 10,000 followers, whatever. And to him, I guess it was big, whatever. He was like, "You have this much followers." He's like, "Why do you want to work here?" Mm. I was like, "Cause I don't know. I don't have $10,000
right.
in my bank account."
Yeah, those 10,000
yeah
people
like it's
paying.
Like I need 10,000,
yeah.
not yeah. 10,000 followers.
Yeah, yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then he was like, "Okay, you're hired."
Yeah.
So I remember he had hired me. it was like so weird.
Yeah.
And then he had hired me to be a promoter at the shop. Pretty much, he was really cool. He's a cool guy. He had hired me to be a promoter and to like handle the whole marketing and stuff like that. I also edited videos. I edited videos as well. So I remember I was editing videos for his ice cream shop. I was bringing in people there and customers, things like that. And then winter time had came. I remember he ended up firing me because obviously it was a slow season,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
And he didn't really needed me anymore. But at the same time, he fired me in a really sketchy way.
Your business partner now.
My business partner now. Yeah, he pretty much fired me in a sketchy way.
Okay.
Him and his girlfriend.
What did he do?
No, it was just weird. Like he was just talking a bunch of like, like, I don't know, like just laughing about it. You know what I mean? At the same time, I thought it wasn't cool because of my situation at the time. And at the same time, you know, like, dude, you could, you know, you could be honest with me, you know, you could just fire me. Like, let me know. Tell me so then that way I would know how to adjust. Right, you know what I mean? Right. But don't just like stop hitting up my phone and like, oh, you know, like, you know, like don't just kind of like cut me off or whatever, you know, without any explanation. Okay. Like, that, do I still work for you or what? Because at this point, I'm going to start looking for a new job if I'm fully fired. Yeah. But at the same time, I didn't really care because my modeling career was starting to kick off. I was already kind of, you know, traveling to places and like I was calling out a little bit, things like that. So I didn't really mind. But, you know, I would have like respected it more if you like were honest with me.
Communication,
like, if you could have communicated with me. Yeah. And then I had a worker in there basically who had recorded actually everything that they he had said and like what the girlfriend had said, whatever, you know.
Oh, so, it was his girlfriend?
Huh?
Oh, his girlfriend was jealous of you or something?
No. There's, oh my God, it's a lot. But anyways, it's a lot. But anyways, yeah, they were talking about it like as a group, you know what I mean? How like, oh yeah, it's low season, blah, blah, we're going to let her go, like, you know. And then, and he's really bubbly too. So I feel like it wasn't, you know, I feel like he was just being bubbly about, you know, talking about it, whatever. But still, you could have communicated about it. I wouldn't mind.
Right.
But yeah, like I said, I got fired from that. And then my modeling career took off 3 years late. I think, yeah, I would say like maybe a year or 2 years later. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2 years later, he had hit me back up. And then he had asked me if I wanted to team up with him because he was planning on selling his ice cream shop to somebody. And then, so I told him, I'm like, okay, well, let me go ahead and think about it because he did fire me in a very sketchy way. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't really trust you, but let me go ahead and think about it, you know. So then I thought about it. I was like, you know what? I moved there with $200 in my pocket. What is there, you know, what is there to lose you know, like, I don't really have anything to lose. Not also that at that time I was already kind of getting tired of the industry, you know, like the whole partying scene, just because I didn't really see the point of it, you know what I mean, anymore, nor it's like old, moving forward like to
There's
it
a
it's like
to
yeah
it.
It's like, you know, this is not where my most like this is not a residual, you know what I mean, that's gonna run for me in a very long time, you know what I mean? It's not a longevity thing, you know, it's temporary, you know. So then I was like, okay, cool, like, yeah, what do I have to lose? I'm tired from doing the shit anyways. Whatever. Okay, yeah, let me go ahead and, you know, fuck it. So then I call him like 2 seconds later, 2 minutes later. I'm like, hey, I was like, okay, yeah, I'm down. What do we have to do? How much money do I have to put in, you know? He's like, okay, you put in this and this and this and that much, and then we can open it tomorrow. So then, like, from there on, we kind of just, you know, opened the cafe. Didn't know it was going to be a lot of work. It was a lot of work.
That's a crazy. Well,
it was a lot of journey. It was a long journey, too.
The restaurant business is a tough
business. It's tough. Yeah. I thought we were just gonna open it and it's like, okay, like
people are gonna come in and spend money.
And I thought I was just gonna be doing the same exact thing that I was doing when I was working for him, you know, at an ice cream shop where like I would just kind of promote it and market it, whatever, this and this and that. But it was actually a lot more work than
You're
that.
A partner now.
It was a lot of things that I had to learn, you know what I mean? And it's a lot of work.
Well, that's good because you learn a lot about business.
100% And I feel like it helped me in so many ways as well. It helped me a lot, you know. It helped me. It brought a lot of, you know, knowledge into me that I could apply in other thing else that I'm doing, you know? So I could pretty much, in even with the media and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Everything that I've learned from, you know, working at the convention, everything that I've learned from, you know, hosting and this and that, you realize they're all the same. It's just a different field at the end of the day, you know? And I feel like having to work at the convention and all the experiences and the knowledge that I've learned from that, I was able to implement into the cafe, and it was cool because, you know, it's like, oh, you realize that it's all the same.
Well, your mind probably shifted into like boss mode. You're not like cute model chick anymore. You're like boss bitch now, huh?
And no, I wouldn't say like not a bitch.
Well, not, you know, respectfully.
But
like
I would
a boss.
Say
you're like a boss now, you know.
I have to switch my thinking into a lot of things, you know what I mean, in order for me to adjust based on, you know, just everything.
Did your parents back home and your family back home, are they happy for you?
It's I don't know. Really? My dad, I told my dad just recently about the cafe. He didn't even know anything about that. Why? Yeah. My dad and I, like, we're cool. We talk here and there, but we're not, you know, we're not as close pretty much. Yeah, he wasn't really there growing up, but, I love my dad, you know, he's a really supportive dad, but I feel like he's on his own a lot of the times. Okay. And, we talk here and there. Like I said, I'm a lot more closer to my mom. Mm-hmm. My mom, I told her recently about the cafe like 2 years ago as well. Mm-hmm. She thought I was going to school out here.
Oh, really? So you've been like, you kind of lied them to protect them.
I did.
Like, just so they wouldn't be worried about you.
I did. Well, because I was sending my mom money at the time, so like she didn't really question. You know, she didn't really question anything about school as much. She'll ask me how's school doing, this and this and that. I'm like, oh, it's going good.
Meanwhile, you're in the club,
right?
And shit.
Yeah. So I was sending her money at the time, so you know, she thought I was doing great at school.
Yeah.
And then I used to edit videos at the UNLV library when I was like 19 years old, 20 years old. Mm. So at the time then, every time my mom would FaceTime me, I was always at school. Mm. And then, so I'm like, oh yeah, mom, like I'm at school right now, blah, blah, blah. I'll call you later, you know?
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I kind of just hyped it up because I found the nurse office. I was like, mom, this is the lab, this and this and that, you know what I mean? To top it off with the bullshit, whatever.
Just so she won't worry about you.
Right. You know, but at the same time, like, what do you expect? You know, like, I'm here on my own. I'm not getting any financial support whatsoever. You can't have me, like, you know, broke and educated.
That's not good.
Come on now. You know what I mean? I'm going to end up out in the streets, you know?
Yeah.
And not also that, it's like, I don't know, like I said, I say this all the time too. I even told my sister this because she just moved there recently, and I told her, I'm like, take your time, you know what I mean? Figure out what it is that you want to do, and figure out what it is that you love to do and what your passion is. And once you figure that out, then go to school for it if you have to. You know what I mean? Because a lot of things are common sense, especially if you want to pursue opening up your own business, whatever. Do I want to go to school now? Yes, I do want to go to school. Mm-hmm. I want to take, I don't know, maybe accounting or math or whatever, because I feel like it's a valuable knowledge that I could, you know, gain from, and like I could apply also, you know, in so many things, especially in the field where I'm at. But like the way that I see school, I feel like it's just a long orientation that you have to take. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just paying for knowledge, you know, at the same time. So.
Yeah, you got to go to school for something that you know what you want to do, though. You don't want to waste your time.
Exactly.
You know, that's the thing.
Exactly.
Now that we're a little older, it's good to go to school. But I will say that you should take a moment and pat yourself on the back, because your story is
so hot in here.
Yeah, it is a little toasty. It's a little toasty. But but your story is definitely inspiring. You know, you come here from Guam, not barely any money, and you make something out of yourself, and now you're a business owner.
Yeah. I feel like I was ready. I know, right?
Congratulations.
Thank you. Really? It's not there yet. It's going to get there,
though.
Yeah,
but I mean, I know, I'm sure there's a lot of, you know, this is the Ninth Island. You know, there's a lot.
Right.
There's a big Hawaiian, you know, Filipino. How do you say Guamanian? Is that
Guamanian. I'm Filipino Chinese.
Oh, there you go. So there's a huge island, you know, Pacific Islander, Asian community here.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're an inspiration to a lot of young women, especially.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Like I said, again, it's a lot. At the end of the day, it's not like I have any choice. You know what I mean? I feel like.
You gotta hustle.
I feel like my family at this point are counting on me. Mm-hmm. You know, especially where the background I came from. We're not really, you know, we're not rich or anything, you know, we're very substantial, whatever, you know,
there,
we grew up poor, so.
Are there rich people in Guam?
I would say there is. Uh-huh. Yeah, there is.
Not a lot, though.
We're not one of them for sure. We're not one of them, you
not
know,
yet,
that's
right?
what I'm trying
not
to,
yet.
Not yet at least, you know. Not yet, but soon.
That's so crazy. Oh, you're waiting on these stocks to blow up, huh?
Yeah.
All right, let's get to it. So how'd you get into stocks and all this?
I got into it last year in June.
Okay.
Yeah, I got into it last year in June. My roommate, he was in stocks, and then he was telling me, like, oh, why are you in business? Like, it's like, out of, like, all the things you would invest into, why a restaurant when you can, like, invest it on, like, you know, companies that are already making it? Well, I don't know. I didn't know. I was young, you know?
Yeah.
And then So yeah, I pretty much got into it. I didn't really understand what it was in the beginning. Obviously, this is my second year now. I invested into GameStop recently, which a lot of people think I'm really crazy for. And then
Didn't they blow up last year? Didn't they go crazy?
I think so. I think like the short squeeze pretty much hit. But a lot of people think that, I don't know, a lot of people think it's just like a hype. It's not gonna go, you know, whatever. It's a lot into it. Like the market will see it soon. But I don't really want to say anything yet.
So I should buy some GameStop right now?
I really do feel like it's gonna moon soon. And a lot of people, like I said, a lot of people don't believe in GameStop.
This is stocks, not crypto, right?
It's stocks. Okay. It's not crypto. Okay. It's just a lot into it. But my business partners and I, it's like something that we really like talk about, like every single day.
Have you made a substantial amount?
Yeah, I have. Okay, yeah, it's doing great so far. It's doing really great. Obviously, the whole market crashed today. Unfortunately.
My crypto is like down. But you know what? You got to ride it out. I've been buying.
Exactly.
I've been buying all day.
I cashed out. I cashed out on Bitcoin. I cashed out on Dogecoin.
I got rid of my Doge.
I put it all on GameStop. I was like, fuck it. I'm putting it all in there. So all my savings.
All your eggs in one basket?
Yeah. It's a gamble. Yeah.
Don't do that.
It's a gamble. It's not really a gamble. The information's are there. You know, I did my research and everything. And if it's 100%, then why not? You know what I mean? Yeah. Why not go all in? You know what I mean?
Is it 100%?
I feel like it's 100%. You know, if the cards are there, you know, why would you bet or check? You know what I mean?
Scary money don't make money.
Exactly. I don't know. That's also something that I've learned from poker. I played poker.
Oh, I love poker.
I played poker two years ago. Now I'm banned from all these hotels.
Really?
You're banned? I got 86.
Why? You're banned from all
86.
The hotels?
Yeah.
Why?
I got kicked out recently at like Cromwell. I didn't even get kicked out of playing poker? From playing poker. Like I knew it was because of that. I don't even know if I should share all these teas.
Why not though? I don't know if I should share all these teas,
but like there's a lot of like situation and like things that I've gone into that I'm not sure if I should be.
If you don't feel comfortable, I'm not gonna talk about it. Is this legal? Damn.
I'm just kidding. No, it's 100% legal. They're mad because pretty much, you know, it's a whole manipulation in the casino. Yeah. If you realize, like, they don't even have clocks, you know, in the casinos, whatever. Right. It's all manipulation. You know, they want you to think you're making a lot of money, but really they're making more than a certain amount that you're making. But I played poker. I got 86 from that.
Okay, I want to hear the story off camera then.
Okay, I'll probably tell you.
That's wild.
Or, I mean, I don't know, because I got 86 now, so it's like, does it really even matter?
They're not pressing charges or anything, right?
No, they're not pressing charges. It's not like I'm anybody anyway. Yeah. So, I don't know. Well, but I got 86 from, I don't know. Yeah, like I said, playing poker.
You were winning too much?
Yeah, I was. I was playing for like 10 to 16 hours, 10 to 14 hours. And I really did study the whole thing. Yeah. You know, I studied how it all works. I had a mentor basically, like literally had my own, you know, composition notebook
Poker's that one game where it does involve math. It does involve
probability.
It does.
It's a lot.
Yeah,
right. But it is a game at the end of the day still, you know, it's all.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I feel you, but damn, well, congratulations. I feel like this is an achievement.
Yeah, and I became a diamond, too. It's crazy. Yeah, in like a month. It was fucking crazy.
That's what they do. It's like when you're making too much money and you're not giving it back by like,
you know what it was?
I
got 86 because I had picked up my gift. Like this one, one day I picked up my gift basically because they give out gifts to, you know, the high ranks, whatever, the diamond and the seven star. So then I picked up my gifts, and then I remember like the guy who was working there, he almost refused to give me my gift, you know, because he couldn't like really believe that I was a diamond. Mm-hmm. And obviously because I look like this, you know what I mean? And I'm a girl, I'm young, you know what I mean?
Like you're supposed to be
dumb. Like it's like, you know what I mean? I'm supposed to be ditzy. Mm-hmm. Like there's no way, like, you know what I mean? This girl could be, you know, diamond. Mm-hmm. The thing is, I know exactly the reason why, and I know exactly what I did, but I just wanted to know if they knew exactly what the reason why why I got kicked out, you know, or why I'm 86. But until now, they couldn't even give me any reason. You know what I mean? One that I could share is definitely the Airbnb. I know we weren't supposed to, I don't know if we were supposed to do that, but I see a lot of people doing it on the, you know, on the account whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So I was getting a bunch of comp rooms, whatever. With the diamond card that I had, yeah. pretty much, I was getting a bunch of comp rooms, and then obviously I live here, you know. Yeah. Like I don't really need the comp rooms, you know what I mean? Right. So, but at the same time, I didn't want to waste it, you know. Right. So I listed on the Airbnb, you know. I listed on the Airbnb, so then I don't know if that was the reason why. Funny. But I listed on the Airbnb, and then I made a lot of money off of it at the same time, and then
we might have to edit this part out.
We're just gonna have to edit some parts like that's not supposed to. But
I don't know if you can get in trouble for that.
I wonder too. Sometimes I mean I don't think I could ever go back into the casino anyways. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, what's the point? You know, if I can't freaking play, if I can't freaking play, you know what I mean? Then it's like, I might as well like share it, you know what I mean? I don't really care at the same time, but I did study it, you know what I mean? Like, for sure, I didn't cheat anything, whatever, you know?
Yeah, you're just playing the Vegas game.
Yeah, you know, and it's not like I needed the rooms, whatever. I'm like, okay, we'll just list it to Airbnb because I was trying to get into real estate. So I was like... I was trying to get into real estate and Airbnb.
Great.
So it's like, but this year for sure, I do want to get into real estate. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, I feel like I'm a little bit ready just, you know, based upon like that experience alone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You own a house?
I bought a condo recently in the Philippines.
Oh, in the Philippines.
In the Philippines, yeah.
So you just rented it out, or is it for somebody?
No, I bought it. I purchased it last year, but I'm still paying it off pretty much.
Okay. So nobody's living there?
Nobody's living there right now. It's not yet built.
Flex. I just got a house. I never even told
anybody about that yet. Wow, you know, just because I haven't visited yet. So
you never even went there, but you bought it?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're getting scammed?
No, it's not a scam. Okay. I've heard about the condo before. Okay. And I have family in the Philippines as well. I still, you know, I keep in touch with, you know, with the guy in there basically, my real estate agent, whatever, or the person who, you know.
You might need to go over there pretty soon.
I am, yeah. I'm going there next year. I had a talk with my dad recently and I told him, I'm like, hey, dad, like, he's in his rough year right now. Mm-hmm. So I told him, I'm like, hey dad, like I bought a condo in the Philippines. If you want, you know what I mean? Once it's fully built, you know, like maybe you could just fly in there, you know, take over the lease kind of, you can pay it off like monthly, at least it's mm-hmm. under my name. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, you could just live there and start brand new, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, that'd be dope.
So yeah, like that's definitely the goal. At the moment, I want to pay it off and then, have my dad stay in there.
Yeah.
And then,
it's cheaper out there.
It's a lot cheaper out there for sure. It's a lot cheaper out there.
So why Philippines? Why'd you choose
it? It's a hometown, you know, it's still my hometown at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And, I feel like eventually, even when I do get older, you know, I would want to get some, I don't know, either a condo or a house in the Philippines just because all of my family are still there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a vacation home, you know, it's something to go home to at the same time.
That's dope to own property in a different country.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm visiting. Hopefully by next year, I'm able to like visit, but I'm planning on it for sure.
So you're just trying to do everything. You're just trying to make money however you can.
I'm an opportunist, so I have to, you know, to see where it's at. I'm an entrepreneur.
There's a lot
of
money out here. And
there's a lot.
Just
I even told
put yourself in position.
Exactly, you know, exactly. And I told my mom the same thing too. I told her, I told my sister the same thing. That's why I flew her out here. I'm like, you should just move here, figure out what it is that we want to do. You know, it's like easy money in here. Everybody's here, you know, like it's like opportunities flying around everywhere. You know, it's impossible for you to like not make it out here.
Yeah.
You know,
you have a little sister?
I do. Yeah. She's 21 now. She's 21 years old now.
She wants to be like you.
She wants to open up her own. She wants to do eyebrows and like she's still figuring it out. She's still young, you know. But I have her back at the end of the day.
She should come here for sure.
Yeah. She wants to do eyelashes. She wants to get into the brow business, you know. So I'm building a studio in my garage at the moment.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm supposed to build that,
right? Yeah. You were. Yeah. But it's like, you know.
Did you get it started?
I bought some of the supplies already. Okay. I just need to build it. But yeah, like I said, it's a long process. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm not really.
Let me know. I just got a whole bunch of new tools.
Yeah.
I got saws. I got all my equipment up.
I'm down. I need to get it built like as soon as possible.
So what kind of studio are you building?
It's mainly for the cafe. So I want to do like I do have a lot of plans for the cafe. Mainly, you know, bringing the whole media marketing into the cafe as well because I want to build the portfolio for the cafe. So then that way I could franchise, you know, it'll be a lot easier to franchise.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I want to build the studio mainly for the cafe. I want to put the cafe No Fur logo in there. I want to do podcasts for YouTube. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot of plans. Yeah, yeah. I have a lot of plans for it. It's coming soon.
1000% have a podcast. Do you have a podcast?
Yeah. No, I don't. Okay, not at the moment.
I would have felt like an idiot.
But I feel like I do want to have like a podcast for the cafe and have somebody else host it, to be honest.
You should have a podcast.
Maybe one day. I don't know. Right now I'm like juggling so many things and I'm like working on so many things. So I like, you know, it has to fit a time.
But a podcast has to fit a time.
A lot of people had told me that though.
Because it would just feed into your all your other businesses, you know. It'll get your following, you know, help you grow your following and all that. And especially for, I'm telling you, you're somebody that girls are gonna look up to now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they wanna hear you talk. You know, they wanna get to know you. They wanna learn from you.
Yeah, that's literally what a lot of people had told me. And then I have a podcast, but it's for the Raiders, for the LV Raiders fan club. It's a production that we're running. Mm. Yeah.
Okay, so you work for the Raiders too?
We have a contract with the Raiders. Jesus. So, but it's just a fan club. But the fact that we have a contract with the Raiders, it's a major thing
because this is the cafe?
It's not for the cafe, but it's a separate thing that I'm also doing. Mm-hmm. But that's also why I got into that as well. I know right now I really don't have the time for it, especially I don't know much about football.
Yeah.
I don't know much about football, you know, but at the same time, it was a cool thing to get into, you know, I'm learning. And right now I'm running the production. I do have a lot of plans for that as well. And a lot of, I know it'll work. I have a lot of plans for it.
Do you have a personal assistant?
I'm getting one by September. I need one for sure. Just cause like I can't, I don't know. She's on her own thing. Yeah. She's doing her own thing right now. I brought her here specifically mainly for that. But at the same time, you gotta let people live.
You don't want your family working for you. It's not always good.
Yeah, but not also that you gotta let people live. You know what I mean? And like people have their own decisions, and you know, you can't force people to do certain things that you know that's not in their alley or their plans. But I don't know, you know, I offered it to my sister, you know, but at the same time it is kind of, you know, it's hard to work with family, you know.
Are you doing business with you? You think you'll be like a mean boss? Are you like a very stern?
I feel like I'm very different, like outside, you know, obviously I'm very outgoing and like, bubbly. I'm still nice. You know what I mean? But I feel like work is work at the end of the day. You know what I mean? It's like nothing personal, you know, it's like at the end of the day, we have to get things done. You know, we have to get things done. And in order for us to get things done, like, you know, there has to be some type of like rules that needs to be followed, you know, and it's just work is work. I'm like, you know, we have to stay focused, you know, in order for, you know, it's all about winning at the end of the day, you know.
Damn, you're a real fucking hustler. You should write a book.
I have so much stories. I know, and I don't even feel that sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm around my 30s. Like, I feel like I'm 36 sometimes. I ask my friends sometimes, should I get a Botox?
At some point,
I really did, like, overthought about that. I'm like, oh my God, like, do I need a Botox? Like, I feel so old. Like, it's like, and it's like, sometimes there's times where, like, I actually really do forget my age. How old am I sometimes? How old am I again?
I feel like I'm a lot older,
you know what I mean? Yeah. And then like, oh, okay, I just got to remind myself to look at myself in the mirror, and then I'm still young.
But it just sucks because
I feel like I hang out with some people that are around my age, you know what I mean? And it's like, I don't know, I feel like I'm way too older. I feel like I'm super old. Mm. I just feel like I'm super old. You're just more mature. I feel, maybe.
I think like,
it's
you know,
like some kids are like playing video games, you know what I mean? Which is like what I would love to do 24/7.
People my age, you know, are still playing video games.
I'm over here running a restaurant at freaking 24, 22 years old, yeah. You know?
Well, that's the thing. Like, that's the thing is like when you're in
like
that.
Juggling all these things. Yeah. It's like, damn, yeah, you know?
Well, when you're in a position like that. Nice. When you're in a position like that, you have your brain shifts. Like you start thinking different. You see the world differently. You have more responsibility. That's the big thing. Exactly. It's like, yo, I have fucking things I have to take care of. Because if I don't take care of, I can't fucking go play video games for fucking 5 hours.
I know, right?
You know what I'm saying? I would love to do that, but you know, those people ain't making money.
Yeah,
like that,
sometimes
you know
I miss it and I cherish it. You know, that's why I was glad my sister was able to come out here. I wasn't able. I haven't done most of the things that you know we did like together. Mm-hmm. The time she's been here, as far with like watching movies at the movie theater, you know, I haven't gone to the movie theaters in probably like 2 years, 3 years, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel like the last 3 years I've only been to the movie theaters for probably just once, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like once, whatever. I don't even have TV in my room, you know, like just chill and like lay back, watch TV, you know. Yeah. I feel like it's something that I haven't done in a while, you know what I mean?
So
I feel
like it would be nice.
I do. I really need it.
When was the last time you took a vacation?
I need it. I don't know. I haven't gotten any.
Damn, for real?
Probably I would say 3 years ago. Like, I took a vacation for like a week.
You need a fucking vacation.
For like a week. I do. I'm going crazy. I'm going insane.
You gotta reset.
I'm going insane. I was supposed to this year. I was supposed to go back home this year.
At least
but
twice
then I
a
feel
year,
like,
probably.
I know. I feel like, but I feel like I don't know, like so many things just had happened in like, I don't know, in a short amount of like time, you know what I mean? Like super last minute too, to where like I feel like I got thrown into so many projects for me to like finish and you know do, you know, this year, to where damn, I can't even go back home like, you know, this year, you know,
because it's just opportunities. I really, you can't
right,
pass up,
right, yeah. Right, you know what I mean? And I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to lose at the same time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm taking my break here and there, you know.
Well, I think
every time I call out and not make it to any of my friends' functions and birthdays, those
well,
are the break
sacrifice.
That I'm taking. You
that's
know
a
what I mean?
Sacrifice you made.
Right,
you know?
Right, exactly.
But but I can't. But at the same time, sometimes you're just gonna have to say no to some
to certain
things.
To a lot of things. And
so
I did. I missed out on
yourself,
a lot of things. I feel bad. Don't get me wrong. You know, I lost a lot of friends.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Along
that's
the way, you know what I mean? Because of I don't know. It's just people here are very. You know, they really put so much pressure in you, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, it's just going out.
We're
you
not
know,
fucking
like,
BFFs.
You're right.
Yeah.
Like, my bad, you know what I mean? Like, I'll make it, I don't freaking know, you know, and I have the time. But right now, it's like, you know, my whole future revolves around this, you know what I mean? I don't have, like, time to lose, you know? Like, time's not really on my side right now,
no,
you know?
People,
I'm tired.
People really value, like, place their value on different things, and when you have businesses and your brain isn't and your brain is working like that, that's what matters to you.
Exactly.
You don't care so
exactly.
much about this little, you know.
Exactly. And I enjoy it, don't get me wrong. You know, I enjoy working, you know. I really do. I enjoy what I do, you know. I love what I do. It's like it's a learning experience along the way, and I do learn a lot, you know. And it's a great thing, you know. You learn a lot of valuable like lessons and like knowledges, you know what I mean? Why would you? You know? It's like, I'll take that any day rather than, you know, going out.
How was being on the Food Network? How was that experience?
Oh, man.
I feel like that was a big moment for all of us that know you. That was like, she's on the fucking Food Network.
And that too.
She's
like,
doing
it's
a
like,
damn thing.
And that too, it's crazy to me because I feel like being in the media field obviously that's a really, really major thing, but I feel like you said, I have shifted like, you know, my thinking, you know, and like, I've just shifted a lot, you know what I mean? And I was able to learn so much about the media field. And like I said, it is a false prophet at the end of the day, you know what I mean? It really depends on your name, you know, you're selling your name. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, oh man, the Food Network, it was traumatizing. Like a lot of people, it's a really big thing. I'm really thankful for it. I'm very grateful for it. But at the same time, I feel like doing... I don't know, because when we were doing it, I feel like I didn't care, you know?
Really?
Yeah, and it sucks, you know, a lot, because I feel like I should have appreciated it more, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people would be dying to be in that position or to even get that opportunity, you know? Well, like I said, I am thankful for it, but yeah, I feel like I didn't care. I was just super focused on the cafe, and I feel like I know exactly, I have a certain plan that I'm trying to, like, achieve, you know what I mean? And I feel like... I just don't care, you know what I mean?
It was like a distraction?
No, it's not a distraction, but more on, so, like, I was more focused on them building the cafe, because I put so much into the cafe to where I was a lot more excited for them to build the cafe than being on the show, to where it's just like, oh, okay, cool, the camera's right there, you know what I mean? Robert and I had actually got into it in the show. I called him a dickhead.
Robert's your business partner, right?
No, Robert's the host of, the actor. I called him a dickhead.
Why?
I felt so bad, and I didn't know he had the earpiece with him. I feel so bad, you know? And
then what was he doing?
It was just, like, so much pressure. Oh. We filmed for, like, 3 days. And then at the same time, he didn't really know our story. And I was tired, you know? Yeah. I have no energy. Uh-huh. Like, it's like I was on zero energy at all. I didn't even care, you know? I was, like I said, I was mainly just focused on them building the cafe. And, you know, I was more grateful for them, you know, giving me a brand new cafe than, like, the show, really, you know? I wasn't really in the right state of mind. And usually when I'm not in the right state of mind, I'm not a sharp. I wasn't a sharp, you know, like during the show, I'm going to admit. I got into him. I called him a dickhead. I didn't know he had the earpiece on his ear. So then he had came out, like, started yelling at me. And then I was like, okay, well, I don't really care. You know what I mean? It's a lot of things that I can't really share.
I saw you crying. You're crying.
That part was real. It was the most traumatizing, like, 3 days that I had to go through where, like, damn, this is the first time I didn't want to be a camera. You know what I mean? It was not, like, traumatizing, but it was a psychological test, you know, for me, because I feel like and that's why I realized I had to take a step back, you know what I mean, and pretty much really focus on my health, you know what I mean, because in order for me to grab all of these things that are opening up to me now, you know what I mean, in order for me to get to the second, you know, level or second stage, whatever, I have to prepare myself and make sure that I'm sharp in order for me to grab it, you know what I mean? And right now, if I'm going to be completely honest, I'm not as great, you know what I mean? I'm not doing great at the moment, but I am getting there, you know what I mean? And
you said you haven't slept in 2 days.
Yeah, a lot of the times.
Why? Why can't you sleep?
I feel like, well, here's the thing. I invested all my savings into one stock. It's a lot of pressure waking up in the morning every single day. You know what I mean? It's like, oh my God,
yourself through that though?
Like I said, I'm just a risk taker. Go big or go home. You know, I'm not afraid. Jeez, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I have a plan, you know. I'm thankful for the cafe. Like I said, I do have a plan, and regardless, even if I lose, I know how to, you know, bounce back, I believe in myself a lot. So I know regardless, I'm going to be able to, like, make it through.
You're a fucking thug.
It's like, fuck it.
You're a fucking thug.
It's
you,
like,
are a gangster.
Win it or not, you know? So I got kicked out of the casino too.
Yeah.
It's like, it's whatever. I don't even care, right?
$200. You can't.
For real.
I know this toasty in here. Wow, this is dope. I didn't know you like this.
A lot of the times I don't care, you know. I have a good heart though, I follow my guts a lot. If it sits right, then why not, you know what I mean? If not, then okay, you know. I'm not afraid just because I feel like I've already hit rock bottom, you know what I mean? So it's like, I'm not really afraid to, you know, like, obviously I was able to gain a lot and I was able to learn a lot. So even if I, you know, hit the bottom again, like, I know for a fact, like, I'll be able to bounce back, you know what I mean? Like 10 times more, just based upon, like, all the things that I was able to learn along the way.
Wow. Well, you're still so young. So now's the time.
And that too.
Now's the time to take risks. You don't want to be 40 taking risks.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Saying?
I'm at this life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm at this, like, life stages and, you know, the stage of my life right now, you know what I mean, where I should be, you know, should be focusing. And I have, you know, I'm still young, You know what I mean? I'm 24 years old. I'm about to be 25, you know? So even if I fail, okay, cool. Like, I have 3 more years to make it all back, you know? Yeah. And I noticed that too. It takes at least 3 years to get, you know, to get to exactly where you need to be, or like to get what you, you know, want to get started, you know?
Yeah. Like, it takes time and dedication.
Right. You know, it takes like 3 years of like focus, you know, 3 years focusing on like something that you really want to build, you get there, you know?
And so what else do you want to do? What else do you want to get involved? Do you want to keep doing your modeling, or?
I want to get into acting. I really wanted to get into acting. When I first moved there, I attended 2 agencies that were scams. It's like one of those where you go to the mall and then it's like somebody comes up to you and it's just like, oh my God, you're so pretty and beautiful. Yeah. They wanna, you know, like you could be a fucking actress, whatever. Like, do you wanna be in it? Come to this agency, we'll sign you, you know what I mean? So I fell for those when I first moved there just because we didn't have anything like that back home, you know what I mean? So having to move here when I was 19, it was like, oh my God. For real? Yeah. Okay, yeah, like I'm down. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, this is the opportunity. Yeah, I was paying. I was paying a month. So instead of like putting that towards school, I was like, okay, like it's fine. You know what I mean? I'll just treat it like school. You know what I mean? I'll go ahead and pay $300, $500 like a month on this thing. You know, it was freaking terrible. I didn't even know how, like, and that's why I look back, I'm like, dang, like I didn't even know where I was getting all that money from to like, you know, to even pay for
you
that, you know? I attended these agencies basically, and then I feel like I learned from it too, you know what I mean? I mean, I maybe because I was, you know, really focused on what the fuck it was that we were doing, you know. I took acting class in those agencies pretty much. I took acting class and then we did modeling. I didn't really feel comfortable like doing the whole modeling and the catwalk thing just because like I'm 5'1" short and it's just like, come on now, like let's be realistic. Like I'm not going to be a fucking supermodel, whatever, you know what I mean? But yeah, like I had a passion for the media and I wanted to get into acting, you know, as well. So I took that class basically. And then, so yeah, like now I want to pursue it, you know, see where it goes. You know, I don't know where it's gonna lead me. I have a little bit of experience, but you know, why not? Just to see.
Yeah, but you're so busy.
Yeah, I mean, it's all timing. Yeah. You know, it's all timing. I didn't say now.
Yeah, I can't.
That's why I said, let me just go ahead and step back. You know what I mean? Take a break.
I think you're just about that bread. You just need that bread.
That's what it is. Acting ain't right. Exactly. It's more of a hobby. You know what I mean? It's more of a hobby that I want to get into.
That's good.
And figure out a way on how I could make money around it. You know what I'm saying? Because there are actors that makes money from it, you know, but it's all gigs.
You're gonna end up opening your own studio, your own agency, or something. You're gonna be like, fuck this acting. I can just,
we'll see.
You know, make money off these other guys, you know.
We'll see. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Like a studio, having my own studio right now, I don't know. Maybe my own studio for myself, you know what I mean? Mm. But at the same time, man, the older I'm getting, the more I'm just like, you know, the more I just want to be great. I want to be happy and just content. Yeah. You know what I mean? I really just want to do this because I don't know. It's a hobby. It's something that I do have a passion for. You know, I have I have love for the media field. Mm-hmm. I'm a really creative person. I'm a Cancer.
Me too.
So, oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
When's your birthday?
July 20.
Oh, you're.
I know why I thought you were a Leo.
No, I'm a June 28th.
Cancer. Oh, really? Yeah, oh, you're like the emotional side.
Oh, here we go. Every time.
It's like June. Like, everybody born in June, here I feel like, go. are a lot more.
I'm caring.
Yeah. That's good. We're caring.
We're all emotional. We're humans.
Exactly. It's the humanity. It's the humanity in
us. I've been called emotional. Every time I tell people my birthday, you're emotional.
Yeah.
Damn, you don't even know me yet, bruh.
Right,
my
right,
whole
right.
life, my whole life has been like that.
Right, right, right. Whatever, I got cool. into so much, like, I got into, like, astrology so
yeah,
much. And I feel
know,
like
I
was able to learn so much about,
did.
Like, people and, like, you know, personalities and yeah. characteristics and stuff like that.
I'm not too bought into it. I don't know if I believe yeah. it that much. I don't know if I believe it.
I believe it 100%. But I'm July 20, though, oh, July okay. 20. Okay. So I'm, like, in the cusp. So I'm, yeah. like, a Cancer and a Leo. Okay. So my confidence side comes from the Leo side. Mm. And then how I come off, I feel like sometimes comes from the Leo. Yeah, it comes from the Leo. Yeah, like my aggressiveness comes from the Leo side. But I'm a Cancer. My sun sign's a Cancer. So obviously, you know, I'm really caring. Mm. And like, I could be emotional, but it's like not really. And that's why I feel like people think like we're super emotional like that.
Cry
but
babies.
Yeah, we're like crybabies. Yeah. But I feel like, you know, we're a crab. So I feel yeah. like we bottle a lot. Of things in,
yeah,
you know
I bottle,
what I mean?
I do bottle it
yeah,
in,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? But really, like, it's like people think we cry, but it's like really we're like yeah. we're the sign that doesn't cry at all. You know
yeah.
what I mean? We don't cry at all. Unless,
hey, I ain't scared to cry.
Unless it's in the edge, unless yeah. it's in the edge, you yeah. know what I mean? I feel like then okay, yeah, we'll let it out
yeah.
all at once, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I ain't scared yeah. to cry. I ain't scared to cry. I think it's healthy for
it's healthy,
well,
yeah, 100%.
Like,
yeah, it's
one
healthy.
One good cry a year for
yeah.
me. I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
Yeah, I think it's healthy, and I feel like people need to learn how to be more comfortable, you know, with their emotions.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
I feel like people need to learn
especially
more. Men. Exactly. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? It doesn't make you gay or whatsoever. You know, it's normal.
yeah.
You know what I mean? You should. You know what I mean? Yeah. A strong person will cry. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
it's like in order for you to get through a certain things, you know, you have to like let it out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And like you shouldn't be bottling that in. You know, emotions are real.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
No, they are for real. And
yeah.
you know, sometimes, you know, stereotypes mm-hmm. in society, they make you feel like you're not supposed to feel that way.
Yeah.
Don't feel that way.
Freak out. Like I'll
yeah.
cry. I think
yeah.
like I went through my whole depression stage, whatever, at a point like I remember I was venting to like random ass fucking people at the club. It was that bad.
At the club?
Yeah.
Oh no.
I was just like, it's like, oh my
yeah.
God, what's your name? Sarah.
Yeah.
My name
girl.
Is Sarah. I'm that girl who would like lie about my fucking name. No, I don't have any Instagram. Like it's gotten
yeah,
to that point, you know,
yeah,
but at
yeah.
the same time you realize you have to let certain things out, you know what I mean? You have to like really, I don't know, you have to be cautious and like really learn, you know what I mean, your emotions
yeah.
and like what you're going through, you know what I mean, in order for you to, I don't know, step on the next stage, you know what I mean, in order
yeah.
for you to get through it. And I feel like emotion has a lot of big part, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It takes a big part in a person, you know what I mean?
Yeah, emotional yeah. intelligence. I mean, you're being mm-hmm. emotional with your, like, you putting all your savings into this thing, that's an emotion. That's,
it is,
yeah.
yeah.
That's a lot of emotions
it
going
is,
on
It is,
there.
A lot,
you
know.
You got to deal with
it, but
you got to control
is, yeah.
those emotions to
I
make
know,
the
I'm over here fucking sweating. I'm just like, oh, my freaking God. Like, hopefully it moves
yeah,
tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I could
Shit.
Lose, like, fucking 70
yeah.
fucking thousand dollars tomorrow.
Oh,
you know
Don't
what I mean?
That.
It's a lot to take in. Everyone's just like, go out. It's like, dude, like,
yeah. I mean,
no. It's like, this is a lot. And it's like,
I'm
every day I wake up and it's like, you know, my shoulders heavy, you know what I mean? I feel like my life is definitely, yeah, I take
yeah.
a lot of risk.
That's
and
the
it's
fun.
Definitely
That's the
a
fun
gamble.
Of life, though.
Right, you know what
life
I mean?
Life is boring with if you don't take those risks.
Yeah, exactly,
you know?
Exactly. Sometimes you got to learn how to, like, you know, jump on the plane and just,
for real.
You know, get on that roller coaster
in.
And just trust
yeah.
within.
Yeah, for real.
I'm just kidding.
No, for real. You got to just fucking, you got to
right.
you got to jump in. You got to just say,
right.
fuck it. If I lose,
exactly.
I lose. But
yeah.
if I win, I'm going to win big.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And like I said, you know, I moved there with $200. So
yeah.
it's just, you know.
Yeah. And now you have a name.
It's
people
like,
know you. You know,
yeah.
it's like you have things going on. You can make money
yeah.
now. So it's
yeah.
not going to be the end of the world.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
All the great, all the richest motherfuckers in the world, they took big
oh.
losses.
I know. I feel
yeah.
like the, I don't know, the older I'm getting, the more I'm just like, dang, like,
yeah.
I just want to be happy and content and
yeah.
do what I like
you wanna have
and
a family
be
one day?
Private. I don't see myself. I don't know. Here's I know. I don't
That's
see
okay.
myself being happy
yeah.
family.
Really?
To be honest,
that's cool.
No.
Yeah.
When I was younger,
we have
like,
enough people in this world,
right.
so it's okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I would say, you know
mm.
what I mean. It's like I remember when I was younger. I'm like, man, like it would be nice to have at least like 14 kids one day.
14.
Like 7 kids
oh,
one day.
Wow.
And then, but I was like, you know, I was middle school at the time. And then, the older I got, the more I was just like, damn. you know?
Kids are a lot.
I don't, yeah, like this seems a lot. Like, yeah. I'm cool with just, you know, making my own money and
yeah,
like just working,
do,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, do you have a dog?
I'm about to get one.
Oh, yeah. You'll realize quick that it's a lot of responsibility.
And I'm not really into the whole, I'm not really into it, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not into the whole relationship shit. You know, I've tried it out, like, probably 4 times, and it's like, I don't like it.
What, because you're a free bird? You just like to do what you want to do?
No, I don't like it. Like, it's like, why get with someone and just, you know, like, well, you know, why get with someone and not be happy?
Yeah, not for real,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, why do we have to control, like, each other? Mm. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, why are we taking each other's freedom? You know, I'm really big on freedom and control. You know what I mean? And I feel like if somebody would ever step foot, you know what I mean, in my life and try to control what I have, you know what I mean, what I do and what I have to do, then it's like, it's, you know, it's a no for me.
Yeah, that's, I'm the same way.
It slows you down.
It does.
Yeah.
And it's not
like,
for...
Right. No matter how many times somebody say, oh, like... It's, you know, we could be this power couple and blah blah blah. It just doesn't work
out.
You know what I mean? It's like it does not work out. Because regardless, the distraction is going to be there. You know what I mean?
And it's not my main focus. When you break up, everybody asks you all what happened all the fucking time and all this extra shit. Everybody wants to be in your business. See, I'm the same way with freedom. It's like, dude, if I'm in a relationship, you gotta let me do me.
If
you can't let me do me.
If you can't trust me, then what's the point of being together? Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I gotta. If I can't go to the store without you being on my line, then we got problems.
I know, exactly right.
You know, but trust is a big thing with social media.
It is.
You know, my life is a lot better when I'm just like, you know, I just do my own thing. You know, I got my.
Yeah, where are you from?
I got my little lineup. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm from here, born and raised.
Oh, you were born and raised there in Vegas?
Yeah, I moved to a couple different... I lived in L.A. for a little bit. Yeah. I went to school in Cleveland.
But how was it like growing up in here? I feel like that's... Because I've been here for 5 years now, and I feel like it's really heavy, you know?
It gets heavy. Yeah, it gets heavy. It gets claustrophobic. It gets...
like, everybody knows everybody, kind of.
It's a small
town. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's definitely grown.
It's, like, hard to trust people, you know?
Yeah, it's grown a lot, but it's definitely, like, a lot of people know a lot of people.
Our population grew
a lot. Oh, it's ridiculous. People need to stop fucking moving.
Right. It was like 600,000 people like here 2 years ago. Now we're at fucking 2 million.
We don't have enough water.
Exactly. You know exactly.
I'm about to do my little special. Bruh. Yo, on my way over here, it costs seven. I have a Lexus.
You know why, right?
$70.
It's because inflation is about to hit. Mm-hmm. Even with the whole gas thing, it sounds so stupid.
I thought it got fucking hacked and stolen.
Who the hell would hack the freaking gas? It's a commodity.
Chinese is not.
Chinese is definitely for sure going to take over. Yeah. You know what I mean? But that's why they got Trump out of like the.
Yeah. That's why the market crashed today.
Pretty much.
They banned crypto. I guess they already did that before. But it's the dumbest excuse.
Like, who the hell would freaking steal the fucking? Who the hell would like? Hack the pipeline, you know what I mean? Like, again, I said it's a commodity, you know what I mean? Like, it's like,
good thing we got Elon right there.
You could still shift, you could still shift it to places, you know what I mean? Like, what? Like, that is so dumb. Like, I feel like they don't want to cause any global panic, you know what I mean? Yeah. But that is also, that's why they're like, oh, we're just going to say it got stolen, whatever, you know what I mean?
Because you never know the real truth because they will, they will fucking, oh shit.
Yeah. It's all business at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Even with the whole government system. Yeah, I was able to learn a lot more with the government, like having to move here. You know, I feel like it was very eye opening just because in Guam, I feel like, I don't know, Guam is so small, you know, like. Mm. I feel like we're just in a rock, you know what I mean? Like, everybody kind of just works, you know?
Yeah,
and
just
like
hangs
live.
Out and shit.
Yeah, everybody lives like a peaceful life, you know?
Yeah, in the rat race of money and all this extra shit.
I used to live like 5 minutes away from the beach before, you know what I mean? When I was living in Guam, you know? Our life was literally like, okay, my mom used to work at a freaking buffet at a resort in Guam, and then, which was 5 minutes away from us. My sister sister and I used to just jog to the beach where my mom used to work out, like eat at the buffet where she works at, and then we'll do our homeworks, you know, we'll do our homeworks, like, you know, in the cabana in the beach, like, and then just wait, wait for my mom to, like, get off work and then go home, you know. Out here, it's, like, so much things going on, so you know much, what I mean? Yeah, you have, like, the whole protest thing and everything like that happening, you know, which was very, it was eye-opening for me. It was something that I've never, like, experienced before, you know what I mean?
It's like, pandemic.
Yeah, and then you realize how the government's manipulating the system and how you realize we're just stuck in this, like, globe, you know, those, like, Christmas globe, whatever, you know what I mean? I feel like we're stuck in this Christmas globe and, like, you know, we have to follow what the government has to say, you know what I mean? We think we have freedom, but really we don't have any freedom, you know what I mean? It's like, you know,
it's confusing. Yeah,
like
it's
everybody's like, relying on the government right now.
It's a false reality, you know. It's a weird situation, because, you know, democracy and, you know, just people's idea of freedom is different, and you know, and it's you know, people love America, but, you know, America is like, you know, it's just a flaw, it's just a lot of flaws, and there's just too many ideas. I feel like honestly, I feel like America is gonna crumble and we're gonna break up.
It's
into
gonna be
different,
fucked for like at least the next 5 years.
Well, no, I think in like the next 100 years, it's gonna crumble, and then it's gonna be a bunch of different countries, like five or six different countries.
Yeah,
I think that's what we need, because there's too many people under one government. It's too many fucking people.
It is. You know it is. I mean? It's a lot to deal with, you know. And it's like new generations, you know, like coming up and learning. But I feel like we're improving, you know. I feel like each generation is learning from, you know, the last generation, and we're just learning from here, you know.
Well, we just need to get all the old white guys out of office, and then we'll be a lot better. We get some younger people in there that can relate to the young people. And, you know, make some real change with these old white guys.
With these old white guys.
These old white guys just, and, you know, like these fucking, they just don't do the country no good, man. They just, you know what I mean? But, I don't want to get all political. Hey, am I recording still? I think I pulled my shit out. But hey,
I could hear you.
Yeah, we're running on time, and I had a long day. So I appreciate you pulling out. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
There's a lot, but I feel like this turned into a whole conversation.
It did.
Which is good, which is really, really good, you know?
Yeah, what else you want to talk about?
Yeah. No, that's about it, because you said, like, the time is out, right?
Well, we can stay.
We could set another one up after... Yeah. After everything that I'm trying to, like...
Oh, you got some shit in the works now.
Yeah, I feel like... Yeah, like, I'm, like, in this, like... I'm in the process of working right now. Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I feel like there are a lot of things that I want to spill and, like, talk about. Uh-huh. But it's, like... It sucks because I can't really share too much yet. You know what I mean? It's a lot of, like... It's a lot of exciting things. Okay. You know what I mean?
Big shit popping.
It is, but it's all in the works, you know? Right now, like, I'm not really the type to, like, say anything until it's actually there, you know what I mean? I could only talk about, like, the experiences that I've had, you know what I mean? Yeah. Things like that. But, yeah, like I said, I'm working on, like, bigger projects and bigger things, and it's, like, and it's coming all together so soon, you know what I mean? And I would be happy to, like, share that, you know what I mean, here in your podcast.
Oh, absolutely,
like,
come back.
You know,
my door's always open, Because you're definitely inspiring. Like, I'm like, what you've accomplished now, I didn't know you moved here fucking 5 years ago.
Oh yeah, I know, that's like so crazy to me. Sometimes I'm just like, oh my freaking gosh, like it's like it's only been 5 years.
It's a
you
blur,
know what I mean?
Though, huh?
I was literally like 19 years old, you know. It's like, that's not too long ago, but yet it feels like it is. You know what I mean? It's like, I look back, it's like, damn, like, I feel like,
that's,
you know,
crazy.
I feel like, you know, like I was still young.
I've been
like,
here for 29 years and I don't have a restaurant yet. Congratulations.
Trust me, like I said, get into stocks for sure. Get into stocks.
I'm about to get all my
forex,
savings.
You know, honestly,
I'm in crypto.
That's
crypto,
good. That's really good. Yeah, BTT is really good. BitTorrent's really good. Dogecoin. I might get into it. I don't know. It's FOMO right now, you know. And I would get into that. Honestly, if I knew about that before the restaurant thing, I probably would have.
I gotta get into stocks. I'm in crypto, but stocks scare me because of inflation and all that shit.
Oh yeah, I would get in commodities after after, after, you know, after everything. Okay. Right. Yeah, after everything, get into commodities, get into the Chinese currency, you know, buy some gold, things like that. You know, so that's a really good move for you guys to do.
Is this a good, is this a good time to get into the market since it crashed right now?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, you have to be able to adapt and, you know, in order for you and adjust, you know, in order for you to pretty much survive, you know, like the world is about to shift in like a couple of days. And I feel like most people don't even realize that because everybody's still getting stimulus money. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like the more money the government's printing out, the more its values, you know, decreasing. You know what I mean? So definitely get into that. But yeah, I would be super happy to come back.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
I would love to have you.
Yep. Yeah, like it's like right now, like I'm working on a lot of things. Let me just go ahead and do some researching. If I'm able to, like, you know, say and like speak up on certain things, or would I get sued and go to jail if I like spill some certain things.
Don't speak on nothing until you know for sure. Until you know for sure.
You know,
because I don't want to get flagged on YouTube and y'all is extra shit.
Right,
Yessa, thank you for coming. I appreciate you coming. Until next time, anytime you want to come back on. Yeah. If you want to come back on and rap, I don't know if like a rap career is that's something you've worked on.
Filipinos can sing. I'm gonna tell you that.
All right, Yessa. Until next time, thank you.
All right, thank you guys. Peace. I'll see you guys soon.
It's the East Square Podcast. Peace.